This is the Seedbed Daily Text. First love. If to die is gain, what's the point of staying alive? Philippians 1:21-26. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. My grandfather, also known as Peepaw, was fond of telling the well-known joke of the preacher standing up in church on Sunday morning saying, "Everybody who wants to go to heaven, please stand up." All stood with the exception of one older man on the back row. The preacher asked, "Sir, don't you want to go to heaven?" He responded, "Yes, I want to go to heaven, just not on the first load." Was it Loretta Lynn or B.B. King who first said, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die"? Not Paul. On this he is clear, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul is ready to take the first bus. He does not have a death wish. He has a profound vision of eternal life, which has clearly already begun for him, but which will go to 1,000 times when his body expires. And let's be clear, Paul is not all about going to heaven when he dies. As we will see, his ultimate hope is for the resurrection of the body and the new creation, which, far from somewhere up there, is decidedly down here. The big point for Paul is Jesus only, Jesus ever. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What I find most interesting is Paul's motivation for continuing in his present bodily existence. I think most people's primary motivation for staying alive, beyond their fear of death, is to enjoy life, to take more and better family vacations, to play more golf and maybe win the lottery. Not Paul. Paul's interest in staying alive is to help other people. He wants to stay alive for the sake of the gospel of Jesus flourishing in the lives of people. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. So I'm asking myself these questions today. Do I really believe to live is Christ? Do I really believe to die is gain? If so, why do I want to remain alive in the body? The prayer. Abba Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. Search my heart, O Lord, and help me answer the question, is Christ my life, or is he just my help, or is he something less to me? Give me clarity on this. I want Christ to be my all in all. Save me from the ease of self-deception on this point. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, do you really believe to live is Christ? Number two, do you really believe to die is gain? And number three, if so, why do you want to remain alive in the body? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.